Good evening. It's a Saturday. Happy Saturday. If you're catching this on the replay, don't worry about the day. I'm Adrienne Mayfield, just in case you have no idea who I am. Just wanted to pop on for a few moments and talk to you about you snooze, you lose. You snooze, you lose. This is my website. I'm going to pop in across the banner just for a brief moment. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you click that subscribe button and click the notification so you will catch it every time I drop new content, which I'm dropping new content pretty much every day. So you don't want to miss it because it will encourage you, strengthen you, might make you laugh, might make you cry, who knows. If you're watching on Facebook, make sure that you like and share with a friend. That is my website. Again, I have books there. I have resources, courses to help you grow, help you deal with trauma, grief, loss, divorce, the orphan heart, which a lot of people don't know they have, but they do. If you're unable to receive the love of God or other people, very likely you're experiencing the results of an orphan heart. And so it's something that I deal with there. I also deal with the issue of family dysfunction. I have a podcast, which is called Beauty for Ashes. It's available on all podcast platforms. And that's not why we're here. So let's jump into the content. So, as many of you know, I posted a poll or question for some of you to respond to. Not very many of you participated, but I asked you which phone you thought was best. I asked you about the iPhone 12, 13, or 14, because I was trying to decide which one I should get, right? And so I'm one of those people. Some people call me cheap. I like to think of it as being frugal, being a good steward of the resources that God has given me. And so in general, I stay behind with my phone series several series. So I don't always try to get the newest phone. I have a friend, she always gets the new phone. When the new phone comes out, her phone can be working perfectly. Could be nothing wrong with it. She could have just gotten it. But when a new phone drops, she's gonna get that new iPhone. And she uses iPhone just like me. And so I knew that I have an iPhone 7, by the way. I know some of you like 7. As a matter of fact, I was looking at, someone was telling a joke the other day, and they were like, you know, saying something about it's not like I have an iPhone 7 or something. I'm like, wait a minute, I got an iPhone 7. What's wrong with iPhone 7? So I have an iPhone 7. Of course, you know, they had the 8. I don't know, they skipped 9 or 10. Which one of those did they skip? They skipped 9 or 10. Let me take this banner off because I don't like it. It gets on my nerves. You know who I am by now, AdrienneMayfield.com. But the banner, right? So I was like, I don't know what in the world is going on. Like, why this thing with the whole new phones and all of this? They had the 9 or 10. One of those they skipped. So I have the 7. They had the 8. They skipped the 9 or 10. And then they had the 11. Then they had the 12. Then they had the 13. And they just dropped the 14. Right? So, as you know, I went on a trip. I was gone for over 18 days from my house. And so I took a lot of pictures. Guys, when I go on vacation, when I say I take a lot of pictures, some people don't realize like what a lot means. I think I literally took, when I came back, I think I may have had probably about 1,400 pictures. Well, that's kind of hard because I got this iPhone 7 and I don't even want to tell y'all what the storage on my iPhone is. Because when I went to the iPhone store to talk to the guys about getting a new phone about a month ago, they were like, well, how much storage is on your phone? And I didn't know because I kept having to delete apps off my phone because it would say iPhone storage full, iPhone storage full. Sometimes I'll be getting ready to record something exciting and it will say iPhone storage full. So it started getting on my nerves, and that's kind of like the signal for me that it's time to get a new phone. So I went in to talk to the guys at AT&T and they were like, well, let's see how much storage is on your phone. And I'm like, well, I know I got a lot. I don't have as much storage as I need because I keep having to delete apps. Guys, we looked at my phone, iPhone 7. Guess how much storage? I'm ashamed to tell you guys. 32 gigs, right? So he's laughing. He's like, 32 gigs? Are you kidding me? This is a flash drive. Like, your phone is a flash drive. You literally can't do anything with your phone. So I laughed and chuckled. I told him I was going to come back in. So anyway, I go on vacation. I'm thinking before I go on vacation, let me delete everything possibly that I can delete because I didn't really, as I told you in the story the other day, I only had a week to plan my trip to Africa. So I really didn't have time to switch out my phones. I didn't want to risk it. So I took the phone. I'm trying to delete stuff. I'm trying, you know, getting prophecy, getting prayer. I'm trying to make sure I got room for this. I'm going to church. Somebody might want to pray for me. Oh, what am I gonna do? So I took my iPad with me. Well, my iPad is relatively new, so I got it as a Christmas gift. I didn't buy it, and so I was down trying to, so I'm trying to upload all my pictures, all my videos to my iPad. And then my brother, he felt so sorry for me because he's always like, "Why don't you just get a new phone?" I'm like, "I don't know. What is wrong with me? Why won't I get a new phone? Like, everyone has a 12, 13. Why do I have a 7? I don't know." And so he felt so bad for me. He went and bought me like this little flash drive that I can plug into my phone because I started having, I don't have a Mac. I have a, what do you call it? PC. So I started having issues downloading my pictures. I don't know, I guess it's something with the iPhone or the Mac and the PC. My Windows started deciding that it didn't want to download my pictures anymore. So when I would go and try to download pictures from my phone so I could delete them, it would reject it. It would keep rejecting it. So he felt so my brother felt so sorry for me. He ordered this little mini flash drive for me that's connected to something called scan disk or some program, I think it's called. And so I'm able to go into there and basically save my pictures. And so that created an opportunity for me. Yeah, it's called scan disk for me to save some of my pictures that way. So anyway, I go on this trip. I have these 1,500 pictures. I've, come back. I get ready to leave again for my second trip. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I gonna do? I got all these pictures and videos. I gotta make room because I know I'm gonna take at least 500 pictures, right? So I'm there, I'm trying to take pictures, trying to delete. I mean, it's crazy. So I'm trying to do all this stuff, and it's like it makes no sense, right? And I'm gonna get to the main point, but I like to tell stories. I hope it's interesting at least, and it's not, y'all aren't like, okay, Adrian, where's this going? So anyway, I come back, and so my brother had some of the pictures on his phone, and so he has the cloud. Well, ever since that big scandal, years ago when they had that thing where people had been taking less than complimentary pictures of themselves, like naked pictures of themselves, and some people stole them from the cloud. I think they were celebrities, but people stole them from the cloud. Well, of course, I don't take those kind of pictures, but that made me question the safety of the cloud. And so I don't use the cloud. I know what you're thinking, Adrian. It's 2022, get it together. But I don't use the cloud. So that means my stuff's not backed up. The only way for me to back it up is in my iTunes account, which is on my old computer, which is a whole nother story because I don't really use it anymore because it's so slow. But anyway, so I'm come back and I'm like, my brother's like, just get a new phone. Like, what is the problem? So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go get a new phone. So again, before my trip, I had gone to talk to them. They told me about the deals they had and stuff. So I went Thursday. I'm rounding up the story because I'm going to try to keep this under 12 minutes. So I went the other day to AT&T. I'm talking to the guy about the phone. He's not trying to sell it, which by the way, salespeople don't really sell anymore from cars to phones to anything. They're like, there it is, look it up on the internet. You want it or you don't. So he's telling me about the phone. He's showing me the 12. He's like, the 12 and 13 is basically the same phone. The 13 is slightly larger. He said, but we had the new event for Apple today. The 14's coming out like in the next couple of days. And he's like, you can get a really good. He's looking at my phone. He's like, you got a 7? He looked at the storage and he's like, 32 gig? Like, are you joking? Like, really? I'm like, yeah, I like my phone. And so he's like, well, you probably can go with the 12 then, because obviously having the most current phone is not that important to you. And we can get you in at like, I think he told me 64 gig or 128 or something. He's like, that should be enough if you rolling with 32 gigs. And so we started looking at the price. So I think they had cut the price of the 12 half in half. And so that was gonna be like $10 a month or something. I'm like, that is $10 a month? Bet, like that's really good. And you would think that I would sign up for it, right? Because it's only going to be $10 more. It's a new phone. I'm going to have plenty of storage, everything I need. I'm like, let me go home. Let me think about it. So I came home to think about it. And I'm thinking, well, surely if the 14 is coming out, they're going to keep the 12 at a lower price because most people are going to want the 12. So I'm hesitating. I'm thinking, I'm contemplating. I talked over my brother. I posed a poll to you guys, asking you as if you care what kind of phone I have, because most of you didn't even respond. Thanks a lot. And so I'm sitting here like, okay, what phone should I get? So I'm going back and forth, which phone? Deliberating. And so today I was like, I went to a women's brunch, and afterwards I was like, I'm gonna go get the phone. I'm gonna get a new phone because I do need the storage so I can get all my videos and phone pictures so I can stop asking my brother to hold them on his phone for me in his cloud that he's paying for that I won't get. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get a phone. Guys, I called AT&T to get the phone, and guess what? Yesterday was the last day for the promotion. The 14 was released yesterday. So what does that mean? The new phone was released, but the 12 that I had contemplated and deliberated on getting now is full price minus $100. So whereas I would have been paying $10 a month for the 12, which is really the phone that I probably need because I don't necessarily need the newest, hottest technology, it's now 17 something. It's almost $6 a month more. And you know, it's a 36. So that's 36 times six, whatever that amount is. I'm not sure. Somebody might know the numbers, but I can't think of it. But I lost, guys. I snoozed. I lost because I waited. I thought I had time. I'm trying to contemplate, thinking that, well, I can wait. Nothing's gonna change. Nothing's gonna change. Nothing's gonna change. And now I probably will end up not getting the 12. I just probably end up getting the 14 because the 14 is only $5 more. So that would be the newest technology just came out. But guess what? If I get the 14 at this point, I gotta wait. It's on pre-order. So you don't get it till the 23rd, which means even if I get the 14, I gotta wait for another 2 weeks to even get my new phone. So, is this live really about my phone? No, it's not. This live really is about, because this story reminded me about something in the Bible. And what does that scripture say? The scripture says in Hebrews, I think it's 3:15. Yes, it says, as has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. So what is the point here? You snooze, you lose. Sometimes we are in a situation, we feel the tug of Jesus calling us. We feel the tug of the Holy Spirit calling us. If you're saved, you could feel him calling you back to intimacy. If you're not saved, you can feel him calling you to come into a personal relationship with him. And we say, no, I don't want to stop fornicating. No, I don't want to stop smoking. No, I don't want to stop doing whatever, be stealing, being mean, being nasty, being in unforgiveness, whatever the case may be. We say, oh, I need a little more time, just a little more time, just a little more time. But the Bible tells us not to harden our hearts, because the Bible also teaches us that the Holy Spirit is the one who draws us. It's not us who wakes up one day and says, I'm going to be reconciled to God. I love God so much, let me just accept him. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is the one who draws us to himself. And then we say, God, I accept you. Jesus, I accept your sacrifice. I confess my sins. I want to live for you. I'm going to make you the Lord of my life. It's not something that just magically happens. It's not something that you just decide that you want to do. The Bible tells us that it's God who draws us to him. It's his spirit who draws us unto him, and that he loves us before we ever loved him. And so I did this live to tell you about my phone, because I thought that was interesting. Kind of sad that I'm stuck now having to get a brand new phone or pay more. And I lost out just because I waited. But to tell you, don't wait. If you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you've not made him your Lord and Savior, stop waiting around. Stop waiting around. You're missing out on abundant life. You're missing out on the most important, the most powerful, the most potent Lord love that you could ever experience in your life. And if you had a relationship with God, and you felt yourself straying away, you felt yourself moving away, you felt like God moved, which he doesn't move, it's us who moves, but you just don't feel close to him anymore, sit down and just have a conversation with him. Say, Father, I'm here. I'm turning my heart back to you, just like the prodigal son. I've come home. I'm returning back to you. I'm leaving the pig slop. I'm leaving the sin. I'm leaving the pride. I'm leaving the whatever it is that's got you bound. I'm coming back to you. Because you don't want to harden your heart, because again, it's the Holy Spirit who draws you. It's not you deciding. I've seen so many people say, like, last Sunday I was at church and they were singing powerful. I heard the word, it was powerful, and I felt like this tug. I felt this pull, like asking me, drawing me to God, but I didn't accept it. I was like, I'm going to do it next Sunday. I'm going to do it next Sunday. I got to break up with my boyfriend. I got to move out, or I got to stop lying or stealing or cheating or whatever the case may be. I'm just not ready. Well, the next Sunday, if they went back to church, they didn't feel the same conviction. They didn't feel the same drawing. Because again, it's the Holy Spirit who draws you. So guys, if you snooze, you lose. There is a lot more at stake than a phone, $5 or $6 more for 36 months that you might have to pay. Your soul, your destiny is at stake. Today is the day of your salvation. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, accept him today. And if you've allowed you backslidden or strayed away from him, come back home. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the interest of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We thank you for the reminder that you love us. We thank you for the reminder that your spirit draws us into a relationship with yourself. I pray for everyone who is watching now, those who will watch the replay, that they will hear your voice clearly, drawing them into a deeper relationship with yourself. We thank you for loving us. We thank you, Jesus, that because of your blood, we can come boldly before your throne and make our requests known. We are grateful for the throne of grace and mercy, and we petition you now on behalf of everyone who is watching, everyone who will watch on the replay. Spirit of God, draw them unto yourself, speak to them, allow them to hear your voice and be reminded of your love for them and your commitment to make them whole. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Please, please, please share this with a friend. Share it with someone you need to be encouraged. Share it with someone that you know has difficulty making the right decision or is always hesitating because of whatever reason. That's what I wanted to share with you guys. I hope I don't have to get the iPhone 14, but again, there are bigger things at stake, like your soul. Accept Jesus and live the abundant life that he promised. God bless you and have a good night.